community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, it's 27 past four now on a Tuesday afternoon. That means it's our regular chat with the Brentwood Gazette. And we've got Joe in this afternoon. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Had a very busy week.
Yes, it has been very busy.
Oh, yes.
Very, very busy. Now, I want to have a chat with you about what's going on tomorrow in the Gazette. And I noticed we were having a chat just a second ago, and you were talking about somebody trying to ban lorries from overtaking on the A12.
Yes, indeed. This is
seems like a bit. Sorry to interrupt you. It seems like a bit of an abstract thing to just suddenly pick on.
Well, let's see if we can put this in context. Then, recently there have been a number of accidents along the A12.
Yeah.
Around about a week ago that involved a lorry, and there were a couple of accidents.
Yeah.
Along the same stretch in a couple of hours, and one of which involved a lorry. And basically, it is Councillor Rodney Bass, Essex County Council Highways Chief, who says in order to prevent this, they're looking to impose a ban on overtaking, on lorries overtaking between 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Now, when we mentioned it before we started talking on air, I first of all went, who picked that? And then I went, no, hang on a minute. Hold it. No, when you think about that, I've lost count the amount of times, because of doing the DJing and people's parties, I'm always driving around in a van.
Yeah.
And you're driving on the sort of the inside lane,
yeah.
And then a lorry will try to overtake you. Now, because they're restricted to 56 mile an hour, they're going like a little man on his scooter, and they pull up alongside with you. And that's it.
Yeah.
They just sit there.
Well, exactly.
And both lanes are blocked. So it does make perfect sense, because they can't exactly accelerate to overtake you, can they?
No, they can't. And, some haulage firms, though, predictably, who we spoke to from who are based in Brentwood, they say, actually going to cause delays, because if, for example, there's... If they're just limited to the inside lane, if they can't overtake anybody, and there's a caravan, a slow-moving caravan, or just a slow motorist doesn't feel like going particularly fast today, and so they're going at, say, 40 miles an hour, they say vehicles are going to stack up behind them, and thus it's going to have an impact on, say, ships, ships being sent off on time because there's not enough goods to load them, and so on and so forth.
Will it really cause that much trouble, do you think?
Well, that's what they say.
I can understand what they're saying.
They're the pros, aren't they? So we've got to bow to their better judgment. At the same time, though, some motorists that we spoke to today said, well, it's quite a good idea because, you know, lorries overtaking, if they suddenly hit a hill...
Exactly, and it comes to
a grinding halt. So... that's been quite controversial, I think, in Brentwood this week.
One of the other things you mentioned was that there's an adventure golf. Now, I've heard of crazy golf, but I've never heard of adventure golf. What's adventure golf?
It sounds like, from what we've been told by this chap who's come up with this idea, that it is a much more sort of an interactive way to play golf. And Steve Cole, the chap who's doing it over at King George's Playing Fields in Brentwood, he says that it's a way of getting 3-year-old grandson and a 90-year-old grandmother to come together and to enjoy golf, and it's going to have all sorts of elements. So I think he says it's going to have a volcano.
Oh, really? This isn't like a crazy golf volcano where it goes...
Apparently not. I mean, I'm yet to see the plans, but from what we've been told... and it's looking to open in mid-August. It should be spectacular.
Really? So it's like a big crazy golf?
Yes. It's 19 holes, so it should be fun for all the family.
Yeah.
And it's fairly central to the middle of Brentwood, so fantastic stuff.
Well, that sounds good as well. You also mentioned it was going to cost something like about £500,000 or something.
Yes, so he says, yes.
That is a big golf course, then.
It is a big golf course, but I'm sure it'll be worth it. It sounds spectacular.
Now, I want to talk to you about TOWIE.
Yes.
Because I know you did slightly mention this, that you've found the furthest away person that loves TOWIE so far.
Yes.
Now, I want to know how you found them, first of all, but tell us more about the person. Go on.
Well, this is somebody who is from Australia, of all places. And we found her through a member of staff at the Brentwood Borough Council who just mentioned it to us.
Right.
And they were happy, the person in Australia was happy to be interviewed, so we thought, why not? And it turns out she's got a fascinating... view of Brentwood and Essex. Of course, from almost 9,000 miles away, what do you expect? But it's very interesting to hear how they perceive us. And one quote she said was, they view us in Brentwood as the Las Vegas of... well, it's basically like Las Vegas to them.
Really?
Apparently.
Now, so. I've got this love-hate relationship with TOWIE.
Yeah.
I despise the programme in one side of me,
yep,
because I think it does nothing for the public's perception outside of Essex, for the intelligence of Essex people and Brentwood people foremost.
Yeah.
And then I think it's so good because when you walk down High Street, the money these people from as far away as Scotland are coming down at the weekend to go to the Sugar Hut, I think it's absolutely fantastic and it's really good for trade in Brentwood.
Indeed.
So I've got this love-hate relationship going on inside my head. But now she said that, perhaps my first opinion was completely wrong.
Well, I think because we're Brentwood people, and we live and breathe it every day, or certainly every weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you see TOWIE tours and people coming, and TOWIE perfume I even saw one week. And I just thought, okay. But for her, who's only seen it through the TV, it is fascinating. It's sort of rejuvenating in a way, and it shows that, well, if it's giving her a bit of pleasure on a Monday night, it must be doing something good, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I suppose so, really. But I'd like to hear personally of more people and their perception of what we're like, because bringing money in is always good. It's always very, very good, because everybody needs money. That's the bottom line of the world, isn't it? It's money's money.
Absolutely.
People go work for money. That's it. It's the only reason you get up in the morning. Otherwise, you'd all be in bed watching telly, wouldn't you?
Indeed, that's it.
But it's the perception. It just still sticks in my throat a little bit. If they think it's the Las Vegas of England.
Oh, absolutely.
That's not such a bad perception to have, to be honest with you.
No, it certainly isn't. I mean, what she said, I can even read you a little bit out what she said. She just said, I can imagine people who live in Brentwood to be incredibly friendly with a huge smile, false eyelashes and very white teeth. And that's somebody...
See, that's not so bad, is it, really?
No, not at all. And she said that she imagines us gents to be wearing three-piece suits.
That's about right. I mean, I'm sitting here in a dinner suit and a dicky bow, as you see.
Absolutely, and I've got my little bowler hat on.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, she's not far off, is she, really?
No, she isn't.
Bless her.
But it was an absolutely fascinating thing to write, and you can read that all about that in tomorrow's Gazette.
You also mentioned something to me earlier on, before you stopped there, I know I'm springing this on you, about an artist in Brentwood.
Yes, this is Rachel Gator. She's 24, and she's been interested in art for a fair long while. And from what she's told us, she loves extreme metal music,
right,
and zany cartoons. She's trying to bring the two together.
Really?
Which is quite incredible. And
extreme metal cartoons.
Yes. Well it would appear so. And in our paper, she's pictured with an incredibly intricate looking, it's called Scrap Mountain, her work.
Yeah.
And the real coup for her is this week, she's had 12 of her pieces exhibited at the Southwold Arts Festival in Suffolk. So it's absolutely incredible. And she's rubbing shoulders with the works of people like Banksy and Hearst and so on. So it's fantastic.
Oh, my word. Because some of these artists, especially these cartoon-type artists, they fascinate me because they're so precise in their drawings. They sit and just do a little doodle, and you go, oh, my God, that's just amazing. You want to frame it. It's just something they've gone, quick 30-second drop on a camera. And I'm just in awe of these people that have got this absolute talent. Their hand seems to be an instrument because they do just... And it's precise. It is so precise. I've sat and watched some. Whenever you go away, you can always find one in the local marketplace, just sitting there
absolutely.
Drawing.
I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, I've got no artistic ability in terms of drawing at all.
No, I mean, that's the same
so,
as me.
So it's utterly incredible to see what people can do. And she's, you know, the drawing that she's shown us, we've got in our paper, is just so intricate.
We have a picture of that on the website as well.
I'm sure you can, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, what we'll do is when we put this on our website, this interview, we'll put a link to your paper where people can actually go and see the art that she's drawn. Joe, thank you very much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
And we'll see you again next week, yeah?
Indeed you will.
Fantastic.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.